Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. Welcome to episode 8 of Agency Highway. Today is a little bit different than everything we've done so far, in that everything so far has been an interview. But I've always wanted to do a type of episode where it's just a short little thing with a quick win or something for you to consider. And today's actually the perfect day for me to do that because I was supposed to have an interview scheduled, but my internet is out. So that's a lot of fun. And that's why I'm going to do this little quick episode today. And this is a topic that came up in the Facebook group. Just so you know, that's agencyhighway.com/group. And you can get involved in there. There's lots of us in there sort of sharing tips and asking questions. So it's there's about 3,500 in there at the moment. So if you're not in there already, jump in. But this is a topic that came up. And it comes up every so often. And it's something that I'm fairly passionate about, and that's that I want you to stop asking clients to log into things. And I'm going to expand a little bit more on this. So some examples of this might be like project management systems or like chat apps that you try to use to manage your business, or that you do use to manage your business. And now there's a temptation to bring clients into these systems for a few reasons. Like, it can make you look more professional, or, you know, it just helps you work your process a bit better. But in reality, when a client signs up with you, they're usually way too busy doing other things than to try and learn a whole new system and to try and deal with this new thing that they just don't want to have to deal with. They can't just drop everything and get involved. Even though it would kind of be the best thing for us and even them, really, if they got involved in using our project management system, the process might go a lot more seamless. But in reality, it's just not how it works. And here's a little story. So we, with Content Snare, which, if you're not familiar, that's our tool for getting content from clients. But when we first built it, we didn't have time. It was in beta in the early stages. We didn't have time to build in a login-less system. So it was just a very simple authentication system where web design agencies, digital agencies could go in, create content requests and send them to clients, but that would create an account for the client and they would have to log in to fill out their request. And I can tell you that our biggest support request by far, by so far, was that clients were sending in messages and saying things like, "Oh, I've lost my password," or "I don't know what email to use." And it was just constant. So it was bad for both our clients, like the digital agencies using Content Snare. It was bad for us because our support desk was just getting flogged. And it was bad for the clients because they couldn't get in and do it. So that was one of the biggest feature requests we had, and the things we knew were most important to do is to have a login-less link so they can just click on a link and they're in and they can start typing. So, and the other thing, key point here, is that it had to be very, very easy to use so that the client didn't need to sort of learn a new system. It's just very obvious. They look at the question and they answer it, you know, things that they're very used to doing. And that was absolutely key. But yeah, so some other examples, like I said, is project management and Slack. So I get invited to Slack things all the time. And at the start, when Slack was new, it was kind of cool and novelty, and it was fun to get in there and chat. But now I'm honestly at a point where I hate getting invited to Slack things, because especially for like one small project, it's just another thing I've got to check that I'll inevitably forget. And I think a lot of clients think like this as well. It's just or they don't think like this and just completely forget, like I do half the time, and it just is going to stop projects in its tracks. So there are exceptions to this. So if you're working very closely with a client, for example, on some really large or ongoing projects, clients might actually want to get involved in the project management. You know, if it's a big enough project where they've got a person at the client, like at the company, delegated to working just on this project or a large part on this project, then they might want to be in the project management system working with you. So there are exceptions to this rule. Really depends on the type of client, the size of project, whether they're happy to get involved, their tech literateness, made up words. But yeah, that's really important to think about if you're going to invite them in to a system where they've got to log in and learn a new system. So the solution to all of this, in my opinion, is to stick to what clients are already using, and that is usually email. While you might hate email, like I'm in two minds, you know, I hate it sometimes, but I also, it's what I know and it's very easy to work with. Email is what clients know. So this is why it's important to sort of stick with that. There's no learning curve. They know what to do and they know how to use it. But it might not fit in the best with your workflow. So there's actually tools out there that sort of bridge this gap where the client can interact using email, but it comes into your system as something else, like a ticket or, like support systems. So a good example is Teamwork Desk. And this is my tool of choice here because I use Teamwork Projects as our project management system. And what makes Teamwork Desk awesome is when a email, so the client just sends an email to a special email address that we give them. You could have an email per client, or you could have just a general one that all clients email into. It shows up with their name on the inside. It shows up with their name, and you can just instantly create a task based on that ticket that's come in and assign someone to it. And when that task gets done, it bumps back into the support desk and you can just let the client know that it's finished, or your project manager can, obviously. So that's a really cool system. So there's other tools like Help Scout is another really popular one. But the key here is on the support side, it just looks like email. And on your side, it's whatever you want it to be. You can integrate it with your project management or have other people managing those inboxes. So that's pretty much it for today. That's all I wanted to go over. Just something to consider while you're building your processes for project management, client management, communication, whatever. So let me know what you think. If this is something that helped you, feel free to leave a review or just drop me a question. And I will see you in the next episode. Discover how to grow your agency, earn more, and work less at agencyhighway.com. Head over there to get resources from this episode and full transcripts. See you next time.